Hey everyone, I just want to jump in and share a little secret that has been really helpful for me when I have family and friends visit. Actually, it is even helpful if you have just arrived at the city or are planning to visit and want to get to know the real Amsterdam. The secret? The Glubbels Guide. This beautiful little book is full of spots in Amsterdam that you might never find otherwise. It is an insider's guide to all of the most soulful and chic places in the city. I have the book in my house. When I have guests, I bring it out when they first arrive and ask them to find 5 or 6 places that resonate with them. Those places then are the jumping off point for their stay in the city. This gives me more time to really connect with my loved ones and show them the parts of the city they will love. I even learn about new places myself, even after living in the city for so many years. If you are in the Netherlands, you can pick up a copy for yourself or as a gift in our House of Peregrine Marketplace, houseofperegrine.com/marketplace, or in the House of Peregrine app. You will find the guide in our Amsterdam edit. Buying products from our marketplace is a great way to support House of Peregrine and help us grow. Okay, back to the show.
Hi, I'm Mikkel Weber, founder and auteur of House of Peregrine. Expat, immigrant, pioneer, none of these were a fit, but Peregrine describes what we are all about perfectly. Those that craft their life story with intention. I've spent the last 6 years in awe of the life-changing connections and stories I have experienced while living abroad, and believe it is time for this adventure to be recognized, celebrated, and elevated to the life stage that it is. Through these interviews, I hope to connect those living internationally more deeply to both the place they are living and with themselves and those around them. We cover everything from international finances and meaning-making to global parenting and relationships to make your time abroad more intentional, edifying, and full of beauty. Find us at houseofperegrine.com, where you can find more ways to connect with the ethos of Peregrine. I hope you enjoy today's guest. Let's get started.
Today we are joined by Haley Dane, Editorial Director of Glubbels. Glubbels is a travel guide and curation platform for those that are aesthetically driven and love to truly get to know a place when they travel. The Glubbels guides are a personal favorite of mine. I love to share their Amsterdam guide with my guests when I give them the grand tour of the city. I simply hand them the book when they first arrive and they pick the spots that resonate. Then we are off to a custom-made fantastic day or two in the city. More than a guidebook or travel agent, Glubbels captures the energy and dynamism of each place, which makes you feel like you are getting advice from a local friend who really cares that you get to know their city intimately and experience the very best. Recently, they released a new edition for Amsterdam and a bespoke travel agency and online community that brings back the notion of traveling in style and ease. Planned a tip-to-toe takeoff to checkout, I was lucky enough to have my 20th anniversary trip planned by their team to Mallorca. And I can tell you, this is the travel experience I never knew I needed. It was really beautiful that we both got to enjoy instead of the normal dynamic of one or both of us wrangling logistics. We got to focus on connection and really resetting. We have used travel agents in the past, but Glubbels planned every part of our trip, not just the hotel and travel. It was divine. Today we will learn about the origin story of Glubbels, how they began, and what is coming up next for this innovative and elegant brand. Hi, Haley. Thanks so much for joining us. Can you start out by telling us a little bit about your story and the story of Glubbels?
Yeah, for sure. So I am actually a journalist by training. I studied undergrad in the United Kingdom in Scotland at the University of St. Andrews. I did art history there, but always knew I was planning to do a further degree. So I did my master's in London in multimedia journalism, but had been really writing all my life, had been working for food magazines in New York when I was in my undergrad, worked in Vanity Fair all through my master's and after. So I always knew that that's really what I wanted to do. I actually ended up in finance full-time. I worked for 8 years in commodities brokerage because I needed a visa and wanted to stay in Europe. But the whole time I was always freelancing on the side. I actually came to Glubbels in 2016, almost as soon as I arrived here in Amsterdam. Stephanie is actually, we have a lot of mutual friends, and somebody noted that they were looking for an intern. So I reached out because I had been following them for a while, and I really loved sort of their approach to travel, this really interesting mix of high and low, while still remaining really accessible and really curated. So I reached out and said, hey, you know, I don't want to be your intern, but I would love to freelance for you if you're looking for someone to write. Our story sort of began there. I freelanced for Steph and Googles from 2016 until 2022. Then sort of the end of 2022, Steph really knew that this was the moment that, Googles really could be taken to the next level. So I left my job in finance and came on as editorial director. That's kind of been what we've been doing ever since. We really revamped the platform, added a travel booking arm, produced more guides. For me, as I said, it's just this, I think unique position in the market. Travel saturated, media saturated, but I think we really fill a specific niche.
Yeah. And tell us, start at the beginning. I know you probably tell the origin story almost as well as the founder. But tell us what was the beginning of Globals?
Yeah. So the beginning, Steph is someone who has always traveled and traveled really passionately and also traveled in a really, not in a negative way, but in a militant way. She does so much research and she knows everything about a place before she's even gone. So in a way, it's almost like she's been there. So actually all of her friends and people in her network came to her anytime they were going somewhere. Hey, I'm going to be in Lima. I'm staying at this hotel. What's a nice museum nearby? Or what's the perfect place for aperitivi in Milan on a Tuesday? So she kind of thought, okay, rather than continuing to send out these WhatsApps, continuing to send individual lists to people, why don't I just put everything online? So it really started as a passion project, a way for her to share her knowledge and also even access her own knowledge, because even if you are the most knowledgeable traveler, sometimes you forget, even in your own city, what you love. She kind of started it that way and then slowly over time really built it out into, I think, sort of this self-contained universe for travel where you can research, you can get inspired, you can actually book things yourself. It's a really multifunctional and multifaceted platform and tool.
And so when you first came on, so when I first learned about it, it was just a book. And so I loved the book, but from what I've learned, it started here. And what do you think the essence? I can tell you when I first picked up the book, I read the front cover and I was like immediately sold. And then everything that comes in the book was exactly what I wanted to do, but didn't have time to, even though I lived here, I didn't have time to wander through the streets or know these things. So it really felt like someone who loved the city gave me their own personal notebook to go through of their own travel guide. And I really think that's what made me fall in love with it. And I'm obviously not alone. But is that when you put together these books and now you have more than one and more than one city, tell me the guiding principle.
Yeah. So just to clarify, it actually started as a website, as a travel platform. The books came later. We actually have only right now 3 editions of Amsterdam, with a 4th edition actually that we'll be releasing this summer. London will be releasing also this summer. And then Paris and Antwerp should hopefully follow this year or early 2025. So just to be clear, there's actually only one city in the actual physical guidebooks, but many, many cities in the digital guides that we have. The guiding principle really is to have the guides, whether it's on the website or the physical guidebooks or actually even the trips that we plan, the bespoke travel for clients. It's really to experience a place or a city as if you were there visiting your best friend who has amazing taste. So to know exactly what you like and what you want, but also, again, highly curated, really special, sort of sustainable travel in a different way, not greenwashing sustainable travel where we're saying, you know, that everything we're pushing is an eco resort or vegan or whatever, but really to encourage people to travel and travel well so that you're not just traveling for traveling's sake, but to really create meaningful, memorable experiences.
And when you're thinking of who you're writing for or you're planning for, I know in the trips it's more custom, but who do you think your ideal reader or guide person is? Who is your customer?
For me, it's anyone. I think that there is something for everybody on the website, in the books, slightly less so in the bespoke travel that we plan. Of course, we can curate for anyone, but that tends to be more on the luxury end. For us, it's really anyone and everyone. I think because we have this very approachable way of speaking and writing, it's really engaging. It's really fun. So it could be anything from, you know, a few 18-year-olds going on their first holiday together. And, you know, we send them, maybe they don't make use of the hotel recommendations because it's a bit out of budget, but they can find really beautiful wine bars that have amazing vibes and are really accessible. You know, we recommend exhibitions that are on, so not just the museums, but actually, you know, we would say go to the Frans Hals while it's here in Amsterdam. So I think, you know, it could be someone young and, you know, traveling for the first time. It could be a seasoned traveler. But I think the sort of uniting red thread between all the travelers, I would say, is someone who's aesthetically oriented and is looking for something really special. So we're not going to recommend a Hard Rock Cafe. But, you know, it's about something that feels, you know, for lack of a better word, because I think this is a very thin word, but feels authentic.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, everyone. I would love to tell you about a clever little product that I love and use myself, Toby Towel. When you use your bike every day, like I do living in Amsterdam, you need to be able to have a way to wipe your seat clean so your clothes remain clean and dry. Toby Towel is amazing because it stores under your bike seat with super strong magnets and is colorful and really absorbent. We use it in our Urban Aero for my seat and for the kids' seat inside the box. We have even used it to wipe down cafe chairs that are wet when we stop for coffee. It is lovely to have something that is always staying with the bike and stores under the seat so effortlessly and is so useful. I love them so much that I now give them as gifts, as they are essential to biking life and designed and created by a House of Peregrine member in Amsterdam. If you are in the Netherlands, you can order them in our House of Peregrine marketplace, houseofperegrine.com/marketplace, or in our House of Peregrine app. You will find Toby Towel in our Amsterdam edit. Buying products from our marketplace is a great way to support House of Peregrine and help us grow. Okay, back to the show.
I want to know, do you guys ever feel guilty for giving away a spot because it's so secret? Or because, tell me about that. Do you ever like keep something for yourself, or are you like, is everything out on the table?
That's a good question. I would say we probably give away 99% of our dibs.
Okay.
I think, yeah, because at the end of the day, it's also not even just about, you know, giving this amazing experience to our community. For me, it's really, I'm a storyteller. I love people. I love giving them a platform to share their passion. I think everyone I speak to, everyone that we write about, every tip we share is someone who is really into what they do and doesn't necessarily have the platform to talk about it. So for me, it's as much about giving the recommendation as telling the story of the maker or the craftsman or whomever that's behind whatever we're recommending.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So it's more of a, it's more when you say community instead of platform, that's what it's more about. So you see the people that you're recommending or the places as much as part as the people you're recommending it to. Do I have that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Next, so we have the guides, we have the community. So tell me a little bit about the, on the platform. On the platform, you share stuff and you can filter stuff, but if you're a member, is that right? Tell me about it, actually. What can you put on the platform as a member?
So as a member, we currently have only two memberships at the moment. We have Visitor and Voyager. We'll soon be launching the middle tier membership, which is Venture. As a visitor, you can access all travel tips that we have. Otherwise, if you're not a visitor, if you're not a registered member, you actually get prompted to register after five clicks. So you get a sense of the website, a sense of what we recommend. But you know, you don't actually get to browse everything. But visitor membership is free, so it doesn't really require too much. You're also able to save all of your travel tips. So you can bookmark things, go back to them later, remember what you like. You're also able to purchase very soon these curated, crafted itineraries that we're working on. So this is for someone who doesn't necessarily want to make use of our bespoke travel, but they are actually able to buy prefab, but you know, not in a sort of IKEA way, itinerary. So these are things that we've worked on with amazing collaborators also with our team, where people have really specific knowledge, and they're going to be very specific itineraries. So it could be, you know, a food lover's week around the Italian lakes, or it could be a wellness junkie's solo weekend in Stockholm. And so this is for someone who doesn't necessarily have the time or the drive to do the research even on the website themselves, which of course, you know, we've already done the curation, so you could find all this yourself and do all the filtering. But you want someone who's like, you know, I just want to know exactly what I should do. I want to book the holiday. I want it here. So you'll be able to, in the coming weeks, we're currently finalizing everything with our developers. You'll be able to purchase those itineraries. So yeah, that's kind of the main visitor perks as a venturer. You'll actually have unlimited access to these itineraries. So you don't actually have to pay per itinerary. You can just save them to your profile. You can also save travel tips. And you also get your first trip as a Globetrotter, which is our bespoke travel free. And then also nice discounts and perks and event invitations. And then Voyager, which that membership does already exist. And that is actually unlimited travel booking without planning fees, plus a dedicated concierge, a dedicated communication channel, a dedicated travel designer. So it's a relatively pricey offering, but you really get a lot if you're someone who travels a lot.
Right. And I would like to say I had the opportunity last fall to use this service. And can I brag about it a little bit? Because it's fantastic.
For sure.
So you guys planned a trip, and we'll post about this a little bit. You guys planned our 20th anniversary trip for Doug and I, and we're kind of tired parents of three kids with two startups. And when you guys offered this, it was like magic, because we often go on vacations where one of us is planning and the other one is enjoying, because the person planning is always the one kind of watching. But I actually didn't even know that we needed this, but it was, just magical to be able to show up, plan it. It really is like having not just an assistant, but just you show up to the place and it's already planned. Of course, you're helping going back and forth, but that for me was the essence of luxury in a way, but also just actual nervous system reset from just the logistics of traveling. And I feel like when you live abroad, at least for us, your logistics are always really high anyway. So it's not like you go home, relax, and then go on vacation somewhere and you're doing logistics. If you're an international person, your life is full of logistics. So even when you're home, it's translating, it's all sorts of stuff. So this was actually probably the first time in 7 years that we actually relaxed.
Amazing.
And that was really amazing. The whole team was on it. The travel concierge, that is, again, for our 20th anniversary, it was super, super useful. But for us, I think even just being able to have, even if you have it in the budget to do one trip a year with your family, even if it's just to the next country over, the level of enjoyment we had just between the two of us was super high, because we weren't watching the clock or, you know, making sure we were making that reservation. And so it was really just really special. 5 days in Mallorca without having to worry about anything was really, really special. So I want to thank you guys for doing that. First of all, we'll share about it, but I would highly recommend, even if you can do one trip a year, to try out this service. And again, I would rather scrimp and save and in other ways, because it's not inexpensive, but it was priceless, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, yeah, hats off to you guys for coming up with this amazing service. And for us, our 20-year anniversary was really something else because of that. So thank you. We'll share more about it, but it was really beautiful. Anthony and team did a great job. So, okay. So tell me about that. So where did you guys come up with this idea of this travel service? Because it's unlike anything I've kind of seen before. It's not a travel agent.
Yeah. So, I mean, effectively, it's a travel agent. But I think the way that we set ourselves apart is indeed our really strong on-the-ground knowledge and our curation. And I think the fact that we're also not driven by commission that you get from hotels. So because we normally charge planning fees, which not all agents do, but then we're not driven to recommend a property basically only because you're able to get commission. So if we apply the same level of discernment and curation that we use for our website and for our guidebooks to the travel booking process that we have. And I think, again, we're not only booking hotels, we're not only booking hotels and flights like many agents are, but we're actually curating the whole thing. So experiences, restaurants, guides if somebody wants them, and sort of, yeah, back to sort of the initial question, the idea behind it was, again, we were already curating travel, we were always crafting itineraries, why not actually give this next level of service and attention to our community? Because, yeah, in addition to actually taking the guesswork out of things, making things easier for them, we're also often able to secure discounted rates, get perks like upgrades, and also even beyond that, have access to properties that oftentimes will not have availability. So you look online, you check the whether Hotel de l'Europe has any rooms. It says, no, it's full, but we know them. They keep rooms back for certain people, and we're able to book things that maybe somebody else might not on their own.
Yeah, great. Well, I think it's a niche thing, but I think it's kind of visionary in the way, because travel, I think, is kind of, I don't want to say broken, but like, again, if you have an overactive nervous system like me, and are over planned already on life, I just think it's really something. If you can only take one vacation a year this way, I think it's really special. Before we move on, I just have two questions. What is your favorite trip you've planned for a client or for yourself?
Oh, for myself versus a client, it's very different. And I'm not super involved in the actual travel planning for clients because I'm the editorial director. But I think one of the coolest trips that it's not fully planned yet, but that we've as a team have worked on or have been working on. We're currently planning a family trip for a European family who's going to Montana and Wyoming. So we're working on this really cool, amazing Wild West adventure. And they're super open and very interested in letting us just sort of take the reins, which is really cool. And I think, I mean, you know, you're sort of from a similar area. You know how beautiful and sort of mind-blowing nature is there. And I think for people who've never been, I think to be able to experience that is really something magical. So that's probably the coolest trip we've planned, in my opinion.
Nice. Yeah, I was just there this summer. That's where I'm from. So it's a, yeah, I agree. When we took our kids, it was a magic. So exciting. Okay. So my next question and next to second question, last question about this is, what is the next hotspot for the coming year that we haven't heard about?
I mean, it depends on where you're coming from and what you're into. Again, it's like, you know, that's why everything we have on the website is super filterable. You can really, you know, we try to have, you know, categories of travelers, but I think somewhere that maybe you haven't heard of that I find super special and think everyone should go to, although I almost don't want people to go there, is Pantelleria in Italy, which is an island, that's an Italian island, that it's actually closer to Tunisia than it is to Italy. It has a very interesting storied past. It was actually somewhere that Gaddafi was enchanted by, fell in love with, was going to start a hotel, built this amazing house. Of course, things didn't really work out so well for him, which is great. But the place is just amazing, like topographically really beautiful, food-wise really beautiful, also has just insane energy in summer. It's where the well-heeled Italians like to go, but is eventually, I think, will become more of a destination for other Europeans and people coming from abroad.
I will check it out. Thank you. I am always looking for the spots, and I love what you guys do. Obviously. And so for your community, who do you guys, or how do people generally come to your website to plan and then share as well? Do you share their trips on the platform?
We don't. I mean, I think in general, the trips that we're planning, as I said, tend to be in the hyper luxury sector. And these are people who don't want their information shared, their travel shared. So it's a very, you know, personal, quiet thing in a way.
So it's almost like a secret, which is really beautiful.
Yeah.
Great. So if someone wants to plan a trip, they can go to the website, get the free access to the site by just making an account. The next level will be the guides. So you get free access to the guides. And then the third level
itineraries. Yep.
Itineraries. And then the third level is the bespoke travel for the year. Do I have that right?
Yes. I mean, that you can, anyone can and can plan a trip with us as via the bespoke travel. So a Globetrotter's journey, anyone can do that, whether they're a visitor, venture, or voyager. Voyager just, as I said, eliminates the travel planning fees. And also, you're the only ones who get the concierge service, the dedicated travel designer, the dedicated communication channel, and some other things that we don't advertise. So that's actually, that's application only, Voyager.
Okay, cool. Very, very cool. Well, I think that what you guys are doing is really special. That's why I wanted to bring it to the attention of our community. Because I think that when I first arrived, I wanted to travel, but I didn't know exactly how to do it well. And this is a really great, not only the guide was really beautiful. Again, that was my first introduction was the book. But this is next level, but also I think you guys are doing a really beautiful thing. So I hope everyone will check it out. Is there anything else, Haley, that you want to tell us about? You guys have a lot going on. I love it.
No, I think that's pretty much everything. I think, yeah, it's just, we're very grateful to be collaborating with you guys and hopefully can continue to do so in the future.
Yeah, sounds great. All right, everyone, check out the Globals Guide and their guides and get involved how you can. Thank you so much for joining me, Haley, and I look forward to my next trip with Globals.
Amazing. Thanks so much.
Okay, that's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed our show. For the latest insights on living internationally, join us at houseofperegrine.com to find out how you can connect with our community. Let's craft our life story with intention together.